Masechet Kelim, Perakaf Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll continue to talk about things that possibly could become Tameh with Tum'at Midras. Mishnah says, Hamita v'hakad v'hakeset shelmet, the stretcher, the pillow, and the cushion they use for a dead body when they take him to the funeral, when they take him to get buried. Hare elu teme'in midras, they become Tameh with Tum'at Midras if a Zav sits on them. The fact that they're made for a corpse would not give them the status of something that's made for Mishkav or for Moshav. But when women mourn, they lean on the stretcher and the pillow, etc. And therefore, these items become useful for a live person to sit on as well. And they can become Tameh from Tumat Midras. These items can become Tameh from Tumat Midras if a Zav leans on them. In other words, just because you have a dead body lying on them, that's nothing to do with the function of what they have in terms of Tum'ah and Tahara. If they were just made for a corpse to rest on, that wouldn't classify it as something that could be for Mishkav lying down or for Moshav. What would classify it and put it in that category is what's its use for a live person. Kiseh shel kala u'mashber shel haya, a kiseh of a kala, a bridal chair that they would sit on during the wedding, and a mashber of a haya, a birthing stool that a woman would sit on when they're delivering a baby. Bekiseh shel koves, shu korem alav et hakelim, and a seat that a person doing laundry sits on when they're doing the laundry. It's like a table with a board on top of it. After washing, they would put it the clothes on the table, and they would fold them on that spot. Amar Rabbi Yosef, en bahem mishum moshav, says Rabbi Yosef, they're not subject to the tum'ah of moshav. They're not meant to be used as regular seats. People don't sit there to rest. They're sitting on there for a specific purpose, a ceremony, like the wedding, a birthing stool to ease the delivery process. And the person doing laundry, they don't want to sit there, but they have to apply weight to the clothing the proper way. So says Rabbi Yosef, they're not considered to be utensils for sitting on, and therefore they cannot become tameh as a moshav if a zav sits on them.